Keys to the Game is brought to you by Athletico Physical Therapy.
Hi again, everybody, and welcome in to Keys to the Game as the Bears host the Washington Redskins Sunday at Soldier Field. Let's kick it in gear and start with the offense. They're going to have to crack a tough defense to get their sixth victory. The Bears will need to against a 3-4 unit that is extremely physical in the secondary, posing a significant challenge for the Bears receivers. Safety Deshaun Goldson, a Pro Bowl performer under Bears secondary coach Ed Donatell in San Francisco, is the Redskins' leading tackler, and the man sets the tone. The Redskins' pass defense ranks 10th in the league. Their top pass rusher, outside linebacker Ryan Kerrigan, who has 6.5 of the team's 20 total sacks. Left defensive end Chris Baker has 5. Now, despite the presence of one of the biggest and best nose tackles in the game in Terrence Knighton, the Redskins have not consistently stopped the run. Given the Bears' desire to run the ball, and now with a three-pronged attack with Matt Forte, Jeremy Langford, and Kadeem Carey, this should be the scab the Bears will pick at in a manner of speaking against the Redskins. Simply from a numbers standpoint, this game could become a time-of-possession battle. The Bears rank 5th, the Redskins 6th. In run snaps, the Bears rank 6th, the Redskins 8th. Kirk Cousins runs a ball control show for the Redskins, a quick passing game, and a completion percentage of 68.8%, accentuated by a 7.1 yards per pass attempt. Cousins likes throwing to his tight end, Jordan Reed, 6 touchdown catches, and the best of all Redskin receivers in yards after the catch, ranking 24th in the league. Deshaun Jackson remains a dangerous weapon due to his speed, but he missed several games due to injury and has just 18 catches, but 3 for touchdowns. Alfred Morris and rookie Matt Jones split the carries, but they average only 3.5 yards per carry as a duo. Morris without a touchdown, Jones has 3. On just 5 kickoff returns in 2 weeks, Deontay Thompson of the Bears is the NFL leader in return average at 36.6. His big 70-plus yard return against San Francisco gives you an example of what the speedster is capable of. Now, I know it's a small sample size, but it's significant. Washington will be on the alert for Thompson, as will the Bears be on alert for several reasons. Assignment discipline and sure tackling will be critical for the Bears. Bears punter Patrick O'Dowd, top 10 in hang time, helping create 15 fair catches, ranking top 11 in the league. All right, we wrap it up with the intangibles, and until the Bears reach the 500 mark, they don't have a launching point to a better record in 2015. Veteran defensive lineman Jarvis Jenkins said it best this week. With 4 to go, this will be a team-wide test of character. Jenkins, the former Redskin, is very motivated to terrorize his first NFL team, and the Bears as a whole have to play with that same inspiration after the kick in the stomach against the 49ers. The strictest of evaluations comes now for a roster of players who have demonstrated exemplary resiliency and fight, but now must carry that through the rest of the season. Make sure you join us on Sunday on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM. Tom Thayer and myself will start the pregame at 9. Kickoff from Soldier Field coming up at noon. As always, thanks for watching Keys to the Game here on ChicagoBears.com.